Welcome to today's episode. Thank you for the loan of your ears. This is Peter Stewart with today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So today we're talking about creating your cast of core character voices. And this kind of series within a series, if you like, is going to be lasting the next several days. How do you come up with a character? How do you define that character? How do you develop it so it's not just putting on a funny voice or doing an impression of your school teacher, that kind of thing, yeah? And this section, incidentally, is also going to be used for what we're going to be talking about in a week or 10 days about audiobook narration, when you may be required to speak in the voices of different characters. But as we will see then, that characterization is much more low-key. As you can imagine, for cartoons, for animation, for anime, for gaming as well, it's much more expressive, much more extreme, yeah, with narrating books, a bit more low-key. Usually, obviously every book is different, but usually we're talking about kind of sweeping gestures here. So when you're given an audition animation script, that is not the time to start creating a voice for the character you're about to play. That process has got to start way earlier, with you developing your very own cast of characters, which you know and own, which you can either use off the shelf, or whose vocal attributes you can mix and merge to create a new voice in the moment. So we're going to be talking about that in a few days' time. But first of all, how do you develop a repertoire of core voices? Well, the answer is not what you might expect. You use your ears. Yeah, vocal imitation is the basis for learning a language. We simply listen and try to make the same sound. It's how we develop language. We speak like our peers and parents and assimilate into communities. So, the first step is pay attention to how people talk when you meet them or overhear them. All around you, there are people who sound amazing. There could be that husky-sounding woman dragging on a cigarette as she talks with friends outside the convenience store. The eager and slick young man who'll be your friend just long enough to sell you a used car. The plumber sucking on their teeth and shaking their head as they look at a dripping tap in the kitchen. The cliched student, the upper-class twit, the valley girl, and so on. All of these people you're likely to come past every single day, every week, all sorts of fantastic characters. And each of these characters has a fantastic voice. And concentrate on listening to what that voice is. Don't just hear it, but truly pay attention to those voices. What do I mean by that? I'll discuss it tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So tomorrow, how to steal a character voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.